Let's start with Black Monday because that's what it is. Obviously, we've learned of several firings. Did any of them surprise you? Pete Carroll, Raheem Morris, Kevin Stefanski. Any of them stand out? Or, you know, obviously Jonathan Gannon in Arizona. Any of them stood out as a surprise to you, sir?
The two that stood out to me so far, Raheem Morris and Jonathan Gannon. I say Raheem Morris because his team had won four straight games. And his players like Bijan Robinson, Drake London, they came out and they talked about how much they believed in him and supported him and wanted him back. And you win four straight games and it's your second season. And he's respected and beloved in the league, and they didn't keep him. Like, that surprised me a little bit. But the Falcons were overhauling their entire organization, and I think he just got swept up in that. And Jonathan Gannon, again, it shouldn't be surprising. They've lost eight or nine straight games, but last week I've been told that they weren't planning any changes. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, they make the change today where he's out. And again, I think when you step back and look at it on the surface, you're like, well, of course, they lost nine straight games. They're struggling defensively. He's a defensive coach. Of course he's going to be let go. But it doesn't seem that simple. Again, I think Raheem Morris is going to have a lot of interest. He's going to have a chance to interview some head coaching jobs, certainly have any number of defensive coordinator jobs he wants. And I think the same is true for Jonathan Gannon. He might get some head coaching interviews, and he'll certainly be getting a defensive coordinator job of his choice.